What if your greatest adventure isn't swimming with dolphins or climbing Kilimanjaro, but something far more profound? Since Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman popularized the concept in their 2007 film, Bucket Lists have become cultural fixtures, catalogs of experiences to complete before we kick the bucket. But what if we've been thinking too small? What if God wrote your bucket list? This question invites us to reimagine our life goals through divine eyes, where the spectacular gives way to the truly significant, and our deepest fulfillment comes not from checking boxes, but from aligning our hearts with heaven's priorities. The adventure God has in mind might look radically different, less about collecting experiences and more about embracing transformation. Instead of moving to an upscale neighborhood, perhaps your divine assignment is genuinely loving your current neighbor. Rather than dining with celebrities, maybe it's breaking bread with someone in need. Setting specific objectives remains valuable, but with a crucial caveat: hold them loosely. Throughout biblical history, we see human plans redirected toward divine purposes. Joseph never planned to be sold into slavery, yet this painful detour led to him saving nations. Moses imagined a quiet life as a shepherd before God called him to lead an exodus. The wisdom lies in finding balance, setting meaningful goals while remaining open to God's surprising opportunities. Think about how many saints began with one vision, only to have God dramatically redirect their paths. C.S. Lewis intended to be just another Oxford professor before becoming Christianity's most influential modern apologist. Mother Teresa planned a teaching career before hearing the call to serve Calcutta's poorest residents. Sometimes the greatest achievements come through embracing the ordinary, loving difficult people, remaining faithful in mundane tasks, or choosing integrity when no one's watching. What goals are you holding too tightly? Where might God be inviting you to loosen your grip and follow His unexpected lead? When my 4-year-old son stepped on a garden rake to test cartoon physics, he was delighted when it sprang up and hit him in the face. "It worked!" he exclaimed, demonstrating the beautiful curiosity and faith children naturally possess. This childlike approach stands in stark contrast to how adults typically navigate life's mysteries. We think we need comprehensive answers about the universe's origins or why tragedy strikes before we can trust. Yet Jesus was crystal clear: unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Children instinctively understand that not knowing everything doesn't prevent them from trusting someone who loves them. They don't demand to understand how electricity works before turning on a light switch. This childlike faith becomes the foundation for spiritual growth. Once we secure our citizenship in heaven through this fundamental trust, we can begin exploring deeper questions with God's guidance. What might change if you approached your questions with childlike faith first, allowing understanding to follow trust rather than requiring it to precede it? In college, I vowed to never live in a white picket fence house, rejecting suburban life. Years later, when my neighbor installed exactly that fence along my property line, I laughed at my former pledge. With 3 kids and a minivan, I had embraced suburban living. This wasn't selling out, but discovering something better. Serving my family was as meaningful as any grand endeavor. This echoes Jesus' teaching when his disciples argued about greatness. Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all. Our culture celebrates those commanding attention, CEOs, celebrities, influencers. Yet Jesus taught that true significance comes through serving others in ways the world often overlooks. As Mother Teresa said, "Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love." The path to genuine greatness runs through humble service, changing diapers with devotion, listening to an elderly neighbor, supporting someone through grief without recognition. Where might God be inviting you to embrace this counterintuitive path? Working with Prison Fellowship exposed me to remarkable stories of faith under pressure. Most memorable was a Chinese pastor who'd been tortured and imprisoned in a 15-foot pit filled with human waste. Astonishingly, he sang in the garden with genuine joy while in that cesspool, explaining that the pit had become his private worship space, his garden, where guards left him alone. This living example demonstrates experiencing true joy regardless of circumstances. Joy differs fundamentally from happiness. Happiness depends on favorable circumstances. The word itself comes from happenstance. Joy transcends circumstances, rooted in a relationship with God that remains constant despite external conditions. This explains how Paul and Silas could sing hymns at midnight while imprisoned, how martyrs throughout church history went to their deaths with supernatural peace, and how ordinary believers endure cancer treatments or financial hardships with inexplicable serenity. They've discovered the secret garden of joy that exists independent of circumstances. What circumstances currently threaten to steal your joy? How might intentional spiritual practices help you discover God's presence even in your personal pit? People typically misjudge their self-worth, either overvaluing or undervaluing themselves. Those with inflated self-importance benefit from experiences fostering humility, leaving comfort zones, attempting challenging hobbies, or practicing anonymous giving. Those feeling worthless need encouragement to discover their unique gifts through guided exploration of natural talents or meaningful service opportunities. What is a human life worth? Physically, our basic elements amount to about $160, but true value is determined by what someone will exchange for something. Jesus demonstrated your worth by trading his life for yours, a divine transaction establishing an absolute floor for human value regardless of circumstance or achievement. We exist in a profound paradox. We are dust made of humble elements, yet divinely loved beings valued beyond measure. This balance keeps us appropriately humble about our limitations while confidently secure in our worth. Consider where you fall. Do you need the humbling reminder you're dust, or the empowering truth you're worth the blood of Christ? Everyone should experience getting fired at least once. It's an involuntary bucket list item with benefits. I've had 5 jobs before becoming a freelancer: selling photocopiers, selling law books, nearly fired for missing quotas, copywriting for a tiny ad agency, let go when a project ended, copywriting for a larger agency, fired on my birthday, 2 days after my 4th child was born, and working at a Christian communications firm, lost my position in a merger. Looking back, I see God's hand in every devastating job loss. While it would have been maddening to hear, "In all things, God works for the good of those who love him," during those painful times, now I can connect the dots. The skills developed through adversity prepared me for things I never dreamed possible. Failure often serves as divine redirection rather than divine punishment. What feels like career disaster may actually be God's course correction, steering us toward the path we were created to walk. What apparent failure in your life might actually be divine redirection.